it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
AK Morning Show, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Paul, we've had some signal issues, as I understand, over the air and some brief drops, if you want to call, on our FM signal in particular, 100.1. We think they've been resolved, but you can keep letting us know, but we're aware of it, and thank you for your patience. In the meantime, how many times, Paul, a week, do you think we talk about healthcare one way or another? And of course, it's the sticking point in this whole government shutdown.
Yes, it is. And it's one of the most expensive things we're paying for and of our household budgets, right? Got to be top three, top four.
Yeah. And they're talking about the expense to family health insurance. And we have an expert in that field. His name is Ethan. Is it Pickner or Picker?
Pickner.
All right. Thank you, Ethan, for your patience. And you've been doing this for a long time, right?
Yeah, 11 years.
AZ Health Insurance Brokers. So give us a reality check on the cost of health insurance. As we're in the enrollment period on top of that, there's so many unknown factors based on the government shutdown and, in our case, the state's impasse on a budget. So where are we and where do you think people are going when it comes to the cost of their family health insurance? Did I lose Ethan? We are having issues. Not only we're having some phone issues as well. So we've gone through this with a number of guests, Paul.
It's been one of those mornings.
The average cost for a family health insurance plan offered through a typical workplace, $26,993.
Now, is that the entire amount that is shared by the employee and the employer?
Yeah, it's an increase of 6%. We got Ethan back. Sorry, Ethan, we're having some phone issues, too.
Oh, don't be sorry.
All right, so I mentioned the average cost for a family health insurance plan offered through the workplace, $26,993 in 2025. That's a 6% increase from a year ago, correct?
Correct.
And by comparison, workers, the inflation is around 4%?
Yeah.
And what do we anticipate in the future?
Well, we haven't seen the exact pricing for the 2026 for a lot of the plans yet. We should be seeing those any day now. But the one thing that we are noticing is it generally from year to year can range from anywhere from 2 to 7%, maybe in some instances as high as 10% there. Were you wanting to more talk about group health insurance or more so subsidies to the marketplace?
I just want to know, as families are listening right now, trying to figure out what they're going to do for the new year, trying to anticipate where these costs are going. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty. I can't remember a time when there was more uncertainty during an enrollment period. Let's put it that way.
Well, so let's say there's two different categories. So if we're looking at group insurance and they get it through their employer, they still have to continue getting it through the employer with the renewal time period or with renewals coming up. Now, if they're getting it through their employer or HR department's kind of in charge of being a steward about making sure the business or the employees have an affordable option to choose from. So we're noticing on some of the groups or different things that I'm hearing is that if the costs are set to rise, they got to look at alternative options to help kind of keep the costs manageable.
What kind of alternatives are you talking about?
Yeah. What is the alternative, Ethan?
Well, let's say, for instance, if a company is offering a platinum level plan, it might be offering a gold and silver option as well to help manage the costs.
All right. Well, clearly, we're all confused about the pricing. And
right.
All right, Ethan, thank you. Good luck with that insurance world you live in. God bless you.
And we didn't even touch on the Affordable Care Act increases and what's driving that as well. I mean, there's so many question marks there. We're going to learn more, though. I mean, open enrollment is what it is.
So even Ethan sound confused, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you telling families? So we've heard, and you had it on earlier this morning, that some of these plans could go up. Did I hear this right? $12,000 for a family?
Well, that's the claim that was made by Congressman DeLuzio.
Oh, okay.
And he was speaking about people who were receiving insurance through the Affordable Care Act. That's heavily subsidized. And the premiums for affordable care coverage can typically be much, much higher than what you would be paying through an employer. I know, for example, I don't know about you, but you know, for my health insurance, it's a relatively affordable, even lower than the monthly payment that people would make to be part of Medicare. So the co-pays, et cetera. But apparently one of the things that's happened with the Affordable Care Act is, if I understand this correctly, the people who designed the Affordable Care Act expected the risk pool, the number of people participating, to be much larger than it actually is. And because that pool isn't as large as they thought it was going to be, that is one of the things that's driving up the cost. You have claims to pay, and fewer people paying into the plan means higher premiums.
Isn't it true that part of that was you still get it every tax time, is that form that says you have insurance, which you would be penalized if you didn't have insurance because you had no money. I never thought that made sense.
You know, they wanted participation, and it was an attempt at it, but it didn't work out.
Well, that was the way to try to force, to your point, to get larger groups. So.
Yeah, and it's the question that I would have is, if the main problem, and I'm not saying this is it because I don't know, but on a simplistic level, if the main problem is that the size of the risk pool for the Affordable Care Act isn't big enough, then why not play with an idea like moving all those people into Medicare?
They got to figure something out.
I mean, I don't know if that's a workable solution, but I mean, it's very simplistic on the face of it. You know, I'm not a lawmaker and I don't know the intricacies, but it would seem to me that getting them into a larger risk pool would address the cost problem.
So one of the problems is many people were lured into this pool by the government, and now the government's saying, you know, one side or the other, okay, you can't do that anymore. There has to be some happy medium.
And the kicker is, Larry, is that for most people with insurance through their employers, for most of those people, that's about 150 million Americans, costs are expected to go up between 6 and 7%. Inflation's been running between 2.5%. So those numbers are even above inflation. And those are the people who are in the larger risk pools. Isn't that something?
Yeah, well, we'll continue to sort through it. It is an enrollment period, hard to make decisions because there's so many gray areas.
They really should call it open confusion time.
It is the Big K Morning Show, and check out the Drive at 5. These are the top stories driving the day's news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Time to check in with Pittsburgh Magazine's food editor, Christy Graver, who you can see on our live stream at kdkradio.com and on our KDK Radio YouTube page, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Time for fine wine. Christy, good morning.
Yes. Good morning. It's the morning. Might as well talk about wine and spirits. We have our Pittsburgh Magazine-sponsored Wine and Spirits Festival coming up on Friday, November 7th. That's from 6 to 10. It's in the Event Center at Rivers Casino. It's really fun. I've been going the last couple times they've done it. I've written about a lot of these local distilleries and mixologists over the city over the years, so it's nice to have them all in one place. So you get to taste 200 plus wine, spirits, and seasonal cocktails. You could shop at the on-site Fine Wine and Good Spirits store. You could enjoy a buffet dinner, and you get free parking at Rivers Casino Garage. So you really can't go wrong.
Again, that's Friday, November 7th. The Event Center, we were just there with our Hometown Heroes event last Wednesday. That's a nice setup they have on the second floor if you've not been to the Rivers Casino. But I wouldn't recommend tasting 200 wines in the same evening. Make sure you have an Uber or Lyft driver.
Yeah, you don't want to gamble that way.
If you do. All right. The Dancing Gnome, I've heard about it, but now it's back.
Yeah. Dancing Gnome, it's one of the best breweries in Pittsburgh. I mean, I fell in love with it when they opened 9 years ago. So they opened at 925, and that tap room kind of closed down. They were using it for offices, but now they have this huge brewery up the streets, but they reopened 925 as kind of like a little cocktail bar. So it is open from 5 to midnight, Wednesday through Sunday. And you could go and you could get cocktails. You could get signature like grilled cheese sandwiches by their food partner, Blue Sparrow. And you could get a house light beer. You know, in movies, when people walk into a bar, they say, "Give me a beer." Well, this is one of those. So overall, great place. I'm glad to see it reopened. Because it's a beautiful spot and they redid it. And check it out.
I got a beer for you to try. It's made by Kohler, K-O-E.
Yeah.
Have you heard of them? Out of Elwood City.
Yeah.
It's a family-owned brewery. It's been in business since 1847, but they've got an IPA called the Bulldog. And that's one of a number of, and I went to a taste testing and I wasn't driving. But they have blueberry beer. They've got this coffee beer. And, of course, they have regular beer. But check it out next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid. And it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland. Think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chance you get.
I will. I love all the beer. So, I'm still a big beer nerd. Can't drink that much of it anymore, but I still love it.
All right. Pennsylvania opened 61 glamping sites in 8 state parks. Have you ever glamped?
I have. I had one of those getaway cabins in Ohio a couple years ago. It was fun. Yeah. So there's a bathroom. There's electricity. That's what I need. So if you don't know what glamping is, it's short for glamorous camping, and is the modern way to be with nature without having to face the elements. So Shapiro's administration and the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources have partnered with Timberline Glamping Company to expand overnight stay options in 8 state parks across PA. Online reservations are now open for spring 2026 with 61 new glamping sites to choose from, with RV, full service sites, yurts, rustic cabins with fireplaces, modern camp cabins with heat and bathrooms, which is my kind of thing, and safari style tents with real beds and mattresses and all that stuff. So take your pick and get out in nature, because sometimes the city's just a little bit too much with all this traffic.
My idea of camping is cheap Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, that works.
But what's amazing is Pennsylvania, as I understand, has one of the largest public trail systems in the eastern U.S., 2.2 million acres of forest lands, 124 state parks. including Point State Park here in Pittsburgh, which they're redoing the fountain for the NFL draft. Christy Graber, read all about it, PittsburghMagazine.com. Thank you, Christy, and we'll catch you next Thursday. We're working through it, right? You haven't had any additional calls?
No. All the calls have stopped. I think we're working through it.
I'm not going to ask for any either, unless you want to call us. You're certainly welcome. 866-391-1020. That said, getting ready for the last weekend of October. And it looks like it's going to cooperate. It's going to cooperate, Aaron.
Weather-wise.
You know, sometimes your mind is ahead of what you're thinking.
Exactly.
That happens here quite often.
And then your lips glitch and we're good.
Sometimes your mind is behind where you should be, too. we had Clint Hurdle, former Pirates manager, who's going to be in town Sunday, 2 to 4 at the Hind History Center yesterday on the show. And one of the things that stuck with me was in his new book, Hurdleisms. By the way, he's going to a Pens game, then he's going to the Steelers game Sunday night. And I'm hoping when they show him, they got to show him at the Pens game on the big screen. The fan base will go crazy. But one of the things he said that stuck with me was, be where your feet are. In other words, especially with the distractions of the day, he really made a great case for trying to be in the moment.
Which is actually extremely difficult in the time we live in.
It is. Instead of trying to always think about what you're going to say before you fully listen to what the person you're talking to, in many cases, is a family member,
right,
a friend, a coworker. Listen to what they're saying. Lock into the moment, because you can't go backwards or forwards. You're there. So be where your feet are. And the other thing that a takeaway was, shower well.
Right. Wash it all off.
In other words, at the end of the day, you got to find ways to let it go. Because in the course of every day, not everything's going to go as planned.
Right. If you end the day breathing, it's pretty much a win, I'd say.
Yes. And that said, Sunday night, a lot of focus is going to be on Acrisure Stadium, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Green Bay Packers. And a lot of people are interested in what Aaron Rodgers has to say, because obviously he won a Super Bowl with the Packers, spent 19 years with them, and is excited to be here. But listen to what Aaron Rodgers said yesterday about his relationship with the people of Pittsburgh.
I was around Pittsburgh people my entire football career, starting with Mike McCarthy for 13 years. Mike's from Greenfield, you know, and his love for this city and how he talked about it, and playing with Dom Capers on the staff and Darren Perry and Kevin Green and Ben McAdoo in my room and Frank Cignetti and Luke Getsy, Alex Van Pelt, you know, a lot of people from this area. So I knew a lot about it just from talking to those guys. I knew what a great sports town it is, what a great tradition the Steelers have, and that was definitely a part of it. But like I said, Mike T was the first reason.
Mike T being a coach.
The one and only. Mike Tomlin.
Yes.
I love that he called him that. And I love that every single player, if they get a chance to be interviewed by anyone and they ask this player about Mike Tomlin, it's almost like they have to take a pause. It's that huge.
Yeah, you know, there's people that they won a Super Bowl every year. It's not going to happen.
Right.
It's happened here 6 times. And Aaron Rodgers knows that Pittsburgh is special for other reasons. He was at the Pens game on Tuesday night.
It's a great sports town. We were at the hockey game last night, saw Sid score a goal. And, you know, Sid, Letang, and Gino all been in on the team, I think, 21 years, which is amazing. I'm in my 21st season, so I know how hard it is to stick around as long as those guys have. So there's something special about the connection. You know, I'm in the suite with Mario's, you know, bodyguard Jay up there. Had a great conversation with him. Kiesel's in there as well. I played against Kiesel. That's one of the cool things that Kiesel and I were talking about last night, how in Green Bay and in Pittsburgh, there's iconic players, and they come back around, and they live in the city, and they call Pittsburgh home full time. And there's something special about that. Always said there's something in the water when you look at the great quarterbacks that have come from the area. But it's fun to be a part of this organization and the iconic Packers organization for so long, too.
Yeah, and then he talked more in detail about coming here from Green Bay.
I have a lot of great memories from my time there. A lot of great interactions with fans over the years. Living in Green Bay, living in Suamico, living in Hobart, going to Chives, being out and about, seeing people at the Piggly Wiggly when I'm shopping for groceries. I grew up there. I spent 18 years there from 21 to 39. So I'm thankful for my time there. Obviously, would have loved to right off in the sunset after a Super Bowl win, but that's not the way the league goes sometimes. I knew the writing was on the wall when Jordan was picked, and as a matter of time, I happened to win MVP the first 2 years he was with us. But I knew at some point there would be a change, and if I wanted to play, I'd probably have to be elsewhere. So I understand the situation. You know, we live and we learn, and I have nothing but love and appreciation for the fan base, for the city of Green Bay, for the city of Suamico and Hobart, where I lived for so many years. I'm excited to see a lot of those people.
And finally, Aaron, I thought the response to what ended up being a viral video after he threw a touchdown last Thursday in Cincinnati, one of his four, Roderick Jones, 300-pound-plus lineman, was so excited he shook him up and ended up tackling him. In the moment, he wasn't real happy. However, he did talk about what happened after the video.
It was right after the throw. He's coming over to me and shaking me and shaking me. And like I text him, I said, hey, man, I love your energy. I love everything you're about. But also, I'm 41. Okay? You can't be out there tackling me like that. But I love Brad. We had a couple laughs about it. And, you know, I told him I'm getting him next. You better watch his back.
Aaron Rodgers getting ready for the Packers coming to Pittsburgh.
A defiant John Fetterman remains a critic of the federal government shutdown.
We must keep our government open. And if somebody wants to primary me or the party wants to vote me out, it's like I'm going to go down being honest and telling you that this is wrong.
Well, that's pretty much what people who voted for John could expect. And he is the outlier, along with one other Democrat in the Senate vote.
At the interview on Fox News last night, Michael Keaton's name is spelled wrong on his Walk of Fame plaque. It's not his name on the star, but in the description, it's spelled M-I-C-H-E-A-L.
Can't they just go in there and tap it and switch them?
I don't think that's possible. No, it's bronze, right?
Yeah, it's Matthews International. They're over 100-year-old company here. I'm sure they can make a new one.
Sports reporters asked Aaron Rodgers if Sunday night's going to be a revenge game against Green Bay. He said no, but it is special.
There's only a few of those kind of cornerstone franchises in the league. And Packers obviously been around for over 100 years, and Steelers been around for a long time. We've got a great history.
Yeah, and anticipation for this game is great. We were looking at StubHub, and some of the ticket prices are astronomical. But what always baffles me is you go to a game and there's a number of no-shows, you know, and you wonder, the place is sold out to start with. People resell some of their tickets, but if you're going to spend that kind of money, why wouldn't you go or at least somebody a ticket?
I mean, sometimes things come up. I understand that. But again, you would think that, so you would reach out and say, hey, I've got tickets. I can't go. You know, have a fun time.
The weather will be great.
Yeah, it should be in the 50s and 40s during the game.
And dry.
No precipitation.
Most importantly.
It's a prime time game. I'm expecting to see very few yellow seats in the open.
Sunday night football. Steelers, Packers.
You'll be there.
I'll be there. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Paul. Coming up, we'll check in with Marty Griffin next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.